Hello, everybody, and welcome to Magic the Amateuring's 200th episode, a musical celebration. You're listening for the first time.
Or maybe you've been here before.
It's Magic the Amateuring.
And nothing rhymes with that.
Thanks for listening to our show.
If you've joined us before or no,
we think of you as friends and family.
So here's a quick intro.
Welcome to MTA. We're sure glad to have you.
Be Maria.
We're celebrating 200 episodes of Magic the Amateuring. This episode and this musical episode, much like Buffy's musical episode.
That's right. there's a demon making us do this.
A demon is making us do everything. But it's a gift to you, the listener, for sticking with us through 200 amazing episodes and nearly 4 years.
At the end of this, one of us will tap dance until we burst into flame.
Who is it going to be?
I don't know.
We have some people to thank before we get started. And the number one person we have to thank is you.
That's right. Without you, this would not be possible. Or we'd be doing it, but pointlessly.
Yes. So thank you to everybody who's listened and everybody who's a member of our Patreon family on patreon.com/MTAcast. You are the Less Than 1% Club and you are amazing.
Thank you all so much, especially on this, our 200th episode.
Behind us, you'll see Brian Allen. Say hi, Brian.
Woo!
Yeah.
Everybody.
He's on keys playing for us. He plays for us at Comedy Sports Twin Cities. If there's a comedy sports in your town, we encourage you to go check it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brian's playing and improvising along with us. While we do have some lyrics, we kind of don't know the music, so.
It's very true. That's exactly how it's working.
We also have to say a big thank you to Card Kingdom.
Cardkingdom.com/MTAcast. Go there for all of your boosters, all of your singles, all of your sleeves, and other sick materials that you need to play sick games of magic.
Yeah, cardkingdom.com/MTAcast. We recently had a tweet from a listener. Somebody tweeted at us, "Whoa, I ordered the Commander 2016 intro pack, and I got it literally the day after it was released."
What?
That's incredible service! Cardkingdom.com/MTAcast. Thank you so much for supporting us on this, our 200th episode. So, Megan, we've got a great show coming up, don't we?
We really do. I'm so excited.
So am I.
We wrote some songs of varying degrees of ridiculousness.
Yep. One of them is the most ridiculous. Which one? You'll have to find out.
Yes.
And keep tuned in to the end of the episode because we have messages sent in from listeners to celebrate our birthday. And we're going to give out some packs of Eternal Masters, courtesy of Card Kingdom, to the people who were so gracious as to send us happy birthday messages. So stick around to the end to hear that, as well as we're going to pick a special winner. Somebody's going to win. You guys didn't see this coming, but it's here.
Really couldn't have.
A signed copy of Len's Steal My Sunshine album.
Signed by us, let's be clear. Signed by Len.
No, we signed it. Sorry, it's not Len, but it's kind of a throwback to where we started. Our very first episode, Steal My Sunshine, was our theme song for a long time. So we thought it'd be really cute to give away a copy of this throwback to somebody. One of our patrons is going to get this at the end of the show. T 200 episodes is a long time, and it's important to reflect on where you've come from in your magic career. So
yeah,
that's what Meg and I are going to do right now.
What do you learn in 200 episodes and 4 years of play? What do you learn in 200 episodes? What do you take away?
You can learn when to mulligan and how to metagame, when to play quickly, when to use your brain.
We'll tell you how to build a cube and what the heck's a stack, and when you need to keep your cool or how to talk some smack.
What do you learn in 200 episodes and 4 years of play? What do you learn in 200 episodes? What did you take away?
We cover the phases of a turd and what protection means, how to draft and play each color, white, blue, black, red, green.
We've made a list called What's Wrong With Me, named problems one by one. And at the end of the day, we're always having fun.
That's what you learned in 200 episodes and 4 years of play. We're so happy you listen to us. Please don't ever go away.
Got really excited there.
You really did.
At the end, don't leave us. Don't go away.
Please don't ever go away.
So 200 episodes, Megan. Do you remember? Do you remember where you were 200 episodes ago?
200 episodes ago?
Yeah, episode number one.
Yeah, I remember. We were at your old apartment.
Yep.
And we were sitting around your dining room table.
Yes.
With just like a dinky microphone.
Yep. One microphone.
Did we have only have one?
One microphone.
Oh my god, with a one dinky microphone.
Yep.
And like the little black recording box.
I had a tiny little mobile recorder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now we have something of a studio.
Yeah.
Like we have more than one microphone. This room has become
the podcast. This room is a podcasting room.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we've been so many places in the meantime.
Yeah.
Like, when I was, like, the attic where I used to live.
That sounds like you
that sounds
were
really sad.
You're hiding. You're yeah, hidden.
No, I lived in a normal way.
Okay.
I lived in an attic in a normal way.
It was a very cute attic.
It really was. And, like, at my other apartment for a little bit, in your living room here at this house.
Yeah.
We've recorded a lot of places.
We've recorded outside a number of times.
We actually have. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Outside in Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
We've recorded in a hotel room bed.
Yes. Via Skype a lot.
On Skype.
Skype several times.
Yeah. So we've been recording everywhere. And do you remember how you were, like, mentally around episode number one as far as, like, magic play goes?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure I knew nothing.
I knew nothing.
I still remember. Gosh. I'm trying to remember, like, I wish that we had gone back. Part of me wishes we had gone back and, like, listened for what our stupidest questions about the game were.
I remember episode number one. I listened to it before episode 100 last year.
Yeah.
And, I had just won my, like did well my first draft.
Yeah.
We played that mega draft.
Yeah.
And I recall still being confused because we were playing a green and red deck kind of versus each other casually, and your deck would animate lands and be able to attack with them, and I was just like, what is that?
What
is that?
That's amazing.
I remember being very confused by that concept.
I put I put the line about learning what protection means in this song because I still distinctly remember that episode because even now I'm just like, that's nutty.
Yeah, it is.
I don't even remember the acronym for it, but it's like there's like a whole acronym to try and remember just what the freak it means when a creature has protection from something.
Exactly.
From another color.
Like, so
it can't be the target. It can't be dealt damage by sources of that color. It's like it can't be blocked by creatures of that color.
Yeah.
It's like
it's a whole shebang,
man.
So what have we accomplished in the last year, magic wise? We've made our first day two and our day two.
Yeah.
For
we
Megan.
Have pro points.
We have pro points.
We have stinking pro points, man.
We did not have those last time.
No, we really
didn't. Episode 100.
We were so far away.
I played my first standard tournament.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess you could call Omaha modern. But I played my first standard constructed tournament.
I feel like we played like our first serious standard and modern GPs.
Yes. Yeah. Where we were actually like, we're coming and we're coming to win.
Yes. Like, we know what we're doing, and we're not going to have to stop and be like... I still remember the very first modern GP that I went to. It wasn't one that we were, like, I was, like, yes, actually right. ready for. And, like, it was back when Birthing Pod was a thing, and they had, like, the Birthing Pod Kiki Jiki combo. And I was with Resto Angel or something, and I was just like, I don't...
What is happening to me?
He was like, do you know this combo? And I was like, no, I don't.
I really don't.
Because they had, you know, Kiki Jiki and the Resto Angel, and I was like, I don't understand. He's like, I make a lot of these and I kill you with them. And I was like, okay.
Okay, I believe you.
Sounds right.
I mean, we didn't have this big Patreon family a year ago. True. Which is awesome. We didn't have playmats and t-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, we've come a long way, baby.
We really have. We really have, man.
And something I remember from earlier episodes, I'm going to try and transition gracefully into a song.
I think that you negated the gracefulness when you pointed it out. Like, if you had wanted to transition gracefully, you shouldn't have said anything.
God dang it.
You should have just tried to do it. I've got a good transition.
What?
Do you know what hasn't changed?
What?
The decks that we like to play.
That's so true, Megan.
It really is. It's true both that hasn't changed and that was a good segue.
So I remain an aggro player at heart. I almost said control.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, there's hope yet.
And Megan remains a control player. Very so we're going to take a moment to get up on our assorted soapboxes here and tell you about our favorite formats of all time. I'm going to sing to you Aggro Life, which is a rap, and I'm really white. So let's just get that out of the way.
Yep.
Okay? Megan's going to be my fly boy.
You got it. I'm here to yell lines after you say them.
Okay. Sing along if you feel like this represents you, and afterwards you've memorized the words. 1 mana, 2 mana, 3 mana, 4. When it comes to my deck, I don't need much more. I'll be casting dudes and smashing face. Slow down, bro, don't try and race. Cause I'm aggro player, and yes, it's true. I'll have you dead on turn 2. Listen up, y'all, I'm gonna preach. I love creatures with unleash. Just try and counter, try and draw. Aggro life ain't bourgeois. Blue is for balls, it ain't for decks. Now I'm on the play. So get wrecked! I dropped the mic, but it's expensive. So, Megan, that's where I'm coming from. I feel like
you... Ever since you laid eyes on Exava Rakdos Blood Witch.
It's so true. Unleash remains my favorite mechanic to this day.
My favorite mechanic is drawing cards.
Okay,
it's not a mechanic, but...
So, Megan, you've written kind of a... what did you call it? A love song to control?
Yeah.
I don't know. How would you classify it?
I don't know. It's just a song about playing control, man.
It's kind of like a look into your soul.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like looking into a pond and you keep looking down until you see the bottom of it.
Megan's titled this song, You Can't Control Me. Parentheses, I'm controlling you.
Yep.
Very accurate.
It's much longer than the aggro song, just like control games.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Yes. Like, I'm like in and out and you're like, no, let's keep playing until somebody decks themselves.
Specifically, this is a song about, you know, like I love playing control, but sometimes you play a control mirror match.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's tough sometimes, man.
Tell me about it.
You passed the turn with all your lands intact. I see all of that blue mana. I can smell a trap, but I'm not gonna fall for it because we're on the same page. We're locked in an endless battle for title of best control mage. Don't tell me what to do, or maybe what not to do. I'll tell you what not to do, and I'm not listening to you. We're pretty short on win cons, and time is getting tight.
So tight.
But if you try to land, a walker will be in a counterfight. It's not that I want permanence, I want us both to have none. Draw and say go magic is my favorite kind of fun. So don't tell me what to do, or maybe what not to do. I'll tell you what not to do, and I'm not listening to you. Let's hear it for the kill spells. They're what's dead in this mirror. And if there weren't a time limit, we'd be playing into next year. Let's hear it for the counter spells. Those matchup MVPs, negate, dissolve, dispel, and more. I'll say no even when you ask please. So don't tell me what to do, or maybe what not to do. I'm telling you what not to do, and I'm not listening to you.
Oh my god. Number one on the magic charts. I'm not, what is it called?
You can't you control can, me.
I'm controlling you. Wow. So I good.
I had a really good time writing that. Sitting in a coffee shop, sipping my coffee.
Yeah.
While everyone around me is leading a normal life, and I'm writing a song about Magic the Gathering.
I feel like that's super normal.
Very normal.
Before we head on to our next segment, we're going to take a moment now to go back in time to our 100th episode, because Brian was so lovely as to give us a gift for 200 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's a remix of one of our favorite songs from our musical episode 100.
It's great.
Called Don't Be a Jerk. So enjoy this.
And it's always a relevant message.
It is. It remains relevant to this day.
Remains relevant.
Enjoy Don't Be a Jerk, the remix.
This one's just for the jerks. Listen here, little jerks, there's something I want to say. Wish that you would not ruin my magic day. I just came to play a deck I like, and then you had to go and get in a fight. But be nice, 'cause I'm a member of the human race. I suffer from social anxiety. I wish that it could be solved by Catholic piety. But I found no solution in earth or church. So please just don't be.
To say thank you on this, our 200th episode, we thought we would dive deep into the mailbag. Yeah. And pick up some questions listeners have for us, general overall questions. Mm-hmm. About us. Mm-hmm. And our history playing Magic.
Yeah.
As a celebration of 200 episodes. So here's question number one, which we both kind of touched on. What was the first Magic deck you ever played?
Oh man, it must have been those, I think they were Mirrodin like dual decks, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah. Were literally our first ones.
And it was monocolors.
Yeah.
Like, they're specifically made to be monocolored.
And mine was Metalcraft. I remember that.
And I had Lava Axe in mine. I remember that.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think mine was blue.
Oh, yours
I feel
was
like
blue?
Mine was like a blue Metalcraft deck.
They're
blue
very
deck.
Simple decks.
Yeah.
I think is the takeaway there. next question. What legendary creature would be your best friend if they were real and why?
treasure cruise. Legendary creature, treasure
Megan
treasure
would be
cruise.
Best friends with a boat.
Yes, I
Let's
would.
Remember that.
Man, aren't I already best friends with the boat?
Don't know.
I walk down to the lake every day and I say hi to it.
I would definitely be best friends with... Oof, great question. Ormondal, the profane prince.
Ooh,
is he legendary?
One. Yeah, she's gotta be.
Just because I feel like if you're friends with a demon, like you probably are okay.
Yeah.
You know, you've got somebody in your corner ready to do evil deeds on your behalf. Yeah.
I guess mine could be Arcanus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the one that taps to draw you 3 cards.
What is your favorite deck? Next question. Of all time.
Oh, blue-white Sphinx's Rift Control.
Surprise.
No one is surprised.
My favorite deck of all time actually is a bit of a surprise. I've talked about it on the show before. It was Blue-Black Fairies from Modern Masters.
That's right.
Number one. I love that deck. Fabulous. And we can play
I've drafted
online.
That a couple of times on the flashback drafts online.
Yeah.
And it's just like so good. And it doesn't seem like it should be because you're playing like this 3 mana 1/1 flyer.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, but nope. It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
What do you both want added to MTG? What would you take out? Oh, that's an interesting question.
I would add more women.
Yep. I would take out jerks.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
What other non-Magic the Gathering games do you both enjoy?
Ooh, I really enjoy, like, one of my favorite things to do is to play games between rounds.
Yeah.
And so I really love, like, short, simple games that are good to pick up between rounds of Magic, like Love Letter. I love playing Love Letter. I love Hanabi.
Yeah.
Great.
I love Codenames.
Ooh, Codenames, very good.
Codenames is like my top non-Magic game right now. I do like Eternal, which is LSV's game that you can play online. And we both love Cribbage.
Yeah.
Cribbage, I love playing games like that are in the same realm of Balderdash.
Oh yeah, word games.
Word games.
Love word games.
Big time. I played Twilight Struggle for the first time the other day. That was very interesting and very complicated. Thoughts on the professor's merfolk obsession?
Do you know what? Now that I've tried elves, I know that they're just better, so.
That's so sad, because I kind of liked playing merfolk when I played it a couple of times.
But elves are just better.
Do you still consider yourselves amateurs, given your recent successes?
Yes.
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 Yeah, why is that?
We have pro points, we haven't been on the PT yet.
We haven't been on the PT. When did you start playing, and what got you hooked? So, a couple of people did ask about our origin story, which we've told on the show before, but just in case you haven't heard us tell it, we had a regular game night, and there were different rotating games, and one night it was Magic, and we were obsessed with it, almost from the very instant we cast our first spell.
Yep, basically.
Honestly. I remember, like...
Played some lands, tapped some mana, and it's like, yep, I'm good.
We were playing, on the floor of the green room at Comedy Sports,
That's right.
We were so, like, can we get together and, play this?
When are we going to see each other and we can play Magic?
When is this happening? Yeah, it was instantaneous. We decided to do a podcast just because I had the gear laying around. Mm-hmm. We answered that question. If we were a legendary creature, who would we be and why?
Arcanus.
I would definitely be Exava Rakdos Blood Witch, obviously, because she's a BAMF.
Yeah. Treasure Cruise, I would just be a boat.
Tell us more about your best friends that aren't the other one. What kind of question is that?
People are assuming that we have friends besides each other.
What a crazy question.
One of my other very best friends is actually literally moving back to France today.
Oh, yeah.
I am very sad about it.
Yeah,
obviously.
It is sad.
It really sucks. But she's, I've seen it coming for a long time. She's been planning to move for a long time. She's from the UK and her parents live in the south of France down, so she and her husband are moving back.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It's okay. Now you have a good excuse to go visit France.
That's true. Everybody needs a good excuse to visit France.
My other good friend lives in New York and is a composer in New York.
And she says the word piano weird. I can't reproduce it. I wish that I could.
Piano.
Yes, she separates the O from the rest of the word. Piano.
Don't even get me started on how you say vehicle, Megan.
Vehicle?
Yeah.
What is wrong with that?
Vehicle.
Are you telling me that there's been something wrong with the way I say vehicle this whole time?
Yes. I was just going to let it slide, but I feel like now is a good time as any to bring it up.
How do you say it?
Vehicle. There you go.
Vehicle.
You're really getting that H in there. How do you feel about the 11th century Byzantine Emperor Constantine the VIII?
I feel like all of the emperors were pretty flawed.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
Pretty flawed.
If you were a planeswalker, what plane would be your home and what plane would be your first planeswalk?
Ooh, okay. Wow, that's a good question.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I like Zendikar a lot.
Yeah.
It's very pretty. I mean, nowadays I don't know what's left after the Eldrazi kind of had their way with it. But I used to say Kaladesh because I thought that was going to be cool, but now their government seems very scary.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not into that.
No, the consulate seems like it's bad news.
So I'm going to say Zendikar just because I really am into trees and beautiful nature. So I'll say Zendikar. And I would planeswalk to, I don't know. I don't know where yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Did it ask which planeswalker we would be or just where would our home be?
Where would your home be?
Oh, that's a really good question. I feel like I also have like Innistrad pre-Eldrazi.
Yeah.
Would have been cool.
Innistrad seems kind of neat.
Yeah. Pre-Eldrazi though.
Yeah.
Post-Eldrazi, it seems like a real mess.
Gotta watch out for vampires though.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
If you could be a creature, why would Megan be Sea Drino?
Damn it.
What a jerk. If you could go back and draft any block, what would it be? I get my wish on this already because it's happened a number of times. Modern Masters is my choice. And I just drafted it yesterday.
Yeah. Modern Masters is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I loved Journey into Nyx more than most people.
I really liked it too.
I loved the draft format that was Journey Born Theros. I would totally draft that again.
I would draft.
I had a great time.
I would even just, people don't agree with me, but I would draft Theros again. I liked making battle cruisers.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And I really liked triple cons, obviously.
Yep.
Lots of people did, but my answer is probably triple cons, actually. God, I loved it.
Who has been your favorite pro to interview so far? What a question.
Whew.
I love them all.
They're all great.
They're all great.
They're all sincerely great.
And they're all different. Like, it's like choosing your favorite child.
Like, as much fun as it looks like when we're talking with them, like, that's legit. That's how great it is.
This is a tough question. What's the greatest story to come as a result of having a podcast?
Our entire lives?
Yeah, our lives.
The story that is my life right now.
Because people will, people will come up to me like, oh, how's the podcast going? And I'm like, I'll tell you. And they're always just...
Yeah, people outside of the magic
shocked.
World who are just like, what? And it's like, yes. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know how this happened. It's one of the strangest and most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me is this show.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, I know about your history with comedy, but what are your favorite games or hobbies apart from Magic the Gathering nowadays, if any? Yeah, so we both do improv, so that improv comedy, that's going to be up there on that list for sure. We both like to knit and do, like, crafts. Megan knows how to crochet.
Yeah, pretty crafty.
Crafty ladies.
Yeah, I bake a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I love baking. I love doing both simple baking, like I love, like, cookies. But I also really enjoy doing different kinds of, like, elaborate cakes and pies and that sort of thing. So.
So true. And I don't know, man. Why do I consider my hobbies? I like making websites. I like walking.
Walking is good. Ooh, I bike a lot.
Yeah, you do bike a lot.
I bike a lot.
Speaking Welsh, is that a hobby? Sure.
For you it is.
The origin story, we did that. What should Kaladeshians do about the consulate's relentless persecution of gremlins?
You need to take those gremlins into your homes.
Take those gremlins into
take
your homes.
Take those gremlins into your homes.
Keep
Give them
safe.
Safe space.
And, rebel.
Yes.
Rebel against the consulate. Yep. The evil, evil consulate. Okay. A lot of people asked about our origin story. Which one of you is Megan and which one is Maria? This question is from the professor.
We had a song about it.
We
you
had
can
a song.
Listen to the intro song
listen
again.
To the song.
We definitely clear it up.
Okay, I think those are all our Twitter questions. I'm going to go over to Facebook really quick and check those. What advice can you give to someone, me, who is going to start to play more competitively and going to PPTQs?
Practice more than you think you should
already.
Like, it's been crazy to me, but I, like, the honest reason why we made our day twos recently, and like I made the second one, is because those were the two GPs that I've practiced for more than anything else.
Absolutely.
I practiced way more than I ever have for any other event.
I agree with that advice. And we have an episode specifically about attending your first GP. So go back into our archives, magicallyamateuring.com, and search for that, and you'll find some good advice, just basic stuff. Maria, now that you've played EDH, would you consider building a deck? If so, what deck? Oh, I don't know. I wanted to build a deck with Ixava as my commander.
Yeah.
And a bunch of unleashed creatures, but I was told that would probably be a very bad commander deck. But I was like, I don't care. It would still be fun.
Yeah.
Why not? Would you have a general you would choose, Megan?
Treasure Cruise?
Yep. Okay.
once they make it so the Treasure Cruise can be my commander, I'm in.
I predicted it, so it's only a matter of time. When you started making podcasts, did you see yourselves at this point 200 episodes in?
No.
Never.
Not in a million years.
In a thousand billion years.
Not ever. In my wildest imagination.
How long do you see yourselves continuing on?
That's Who knows? That's a really good question.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
No clue. What do you do when you're not talking about magic, thinking about magic, commentating on magic, writing about magic, or playing magic?
Bike.
Sleep. What are some of your highlights for the experience the podcast has given you so far? Great question.
Everything. I would say the biggest one is meeting people out at events.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the number one thing, is meeting people who listen. It's so great. Because, you know, we can stand here and we can record and we can, like, conceptualize, like, oh, like, obviously, like, we have, you know, all these people that we interact with on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we have these people that we know are listening to the show. But it's so crazy and great to meet someone in person who, like, listens to the show and be like, you're real!
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You're a real human!
And sometimes people are nervous to come up and ask for an autograph or to say hi, but, you know, don't be. We love meeting people from the show.
It's so great.
So much.
It's the best part, for sure.
And for sure, being a part of the coverage family, I think, is absolutely fantastic and something that I never thought would happen.
That also, for
in my
sure.
life.
For sure.
What advice would you give to anyone starting a podcast? Not MTG, just generally. We get this question a lot.
Yeah.
And the answer I usually give is pick something that is not currently, a hole that's not currently being filled, right? So pick a specific niche or something that you're really good at or know a lot about or you think you could contribute that's not currently out there. Mm-hmm. Number two, have a good audio recording equipment. Even if it's just like a $90 Yeti stereo microphone, which is one I recommend, use that. Number three, edit your show. Even if it's just little tiny edits here and there, you don't have to spend a long time on it. I think it makes a more concise and listenable episode. Mm-hmm. And
pick a day to be consistent.
Yeah.
Pick a day, release on the same day every week.
Yes.
Release consistently. If you're like a bi-weekly podcast, make sure that it's bi-weekly on the same day. If you're a weekly podcast, weekly on the same day.
And we pick 2 days on which to record and kind of do one or the other, which I think is helpful. How are you balancing work life with increased MTA life?
We're not is
are
the
we?
Answer.
Are
that
we
we're
balancing
not.
It?
Right now, we're doing poorly.
It's really, really tough. That's why, like, Patreon is important. Like, honestly, one of the reasons is to hopefully in the future be able to spend more time doing magic and making more magic content for you. So hopefully that is something that's in the stars for us. Cutest card ever? Obviously. 1, 2, 3.
Gnarled pack.
No question. How many squirrels are enough squirrels? Don't really know what that means, but...
Man, I let my cat out today.
Yeah.
I take my cat outside. And we were wandering around, and we were in the backyard, and there was a squirrel, like, yelling at us the whole time.
Whoa.
It was, like, up in the tree being like, I can't even make the squirrel noise. Hold on.
Was a dolphin?
Let me see if I can play it for you on my phone.
Yes, I would say you can never have enough squirrels. Famous last words. I know the squirrel uprising is going to be a nightmare, but I love squirrels. They're my favorite animal, probably. Flying squirrels. Sounds like a duck.
Right, but that's a squirrel. I was so confused about what it was, and then I saw it.
Weird.
I'm playing this on a video on my phone.
That squirrel's so mad!
Isn't he?
Final question. Ask Megan, what's her favorite hair color?
Oh, they all are.
They're all Megan's favorite.
You know, I'm really loving the blonde. It's so nice.
Yeah.
You guys, this is going to sound really silly, but it's so nice to be able to shampoo my hair in warm water. Because with bright colors, you have to do...
I know. Look at my blue's coming out, and I'm just like, honestly, I love having it, but I kind of just want to go back to not having it.
Yeah, it's great. That being said, I do look at photos of my purple hair during its best, like, its most vibrant, and I do miss it.
Yeah.
So
those are our questions. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. I hope you've enjoyed getting a little backstage look into MTA life here on our 200th episode. The motto of the show has been good luck, high five for a long time. And if you've been a listener for a long time, you may remember how this phrase got started. It was because I was playing Magic Online for the first time and someone said GLHF to me, and I thought it stood for good luck, high five. Turns out it was good luck, have fun, which I thought at the time, and still think, is pretty stupid. Because don't tell me what to do, first of all. Second of all, when you say good luck, do you really mean it? So wrote this little song called When You Say Good Luck, Do You Really Mean It? Enjoy. When we first met, you looked me in the eyes and said, hi there, hi roll. That's when my heart stopped dead.
We reached for the dice and our hands met. I've never felt this way. You take the play, I start to sweat. That's when you stop and say,
good luck, have fun. The phrase before I've seen it.
Good luck, have fun.
But do you really mean it?
Put your money where your mouth is. Don't go and schmooze. If I have fun with this luck, you're just gonna lose.
It's turn 5 on 20 and a ride and high. Ugh, can't win. You say, then turn and sigh.
Maybe you shouldn't wish me luck. I hope you've learned your lesson. On two lands and now you're stuck. I'll just watch you stressing. Good luck, have fun.
The phrase before I've seen it.
Good luck, have fun.
But do you really mean it?
Put your money where your mouth is. Don't go and schmooze. Cause if I have fun with this luck, you're just gonna lose.
Good luck, have fun. The phrase before I've seen it. Good luck, have fun. But do you really mean it? Do you mean it? We asked you to send in messages of happy birthday to us here on the show, and a lot of you heeded that call. So we're going to play some audio messages from you to us on our birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Magic the Amherst Ring. Happy birthday to you.
Hi Megan and Maria, thanks for 200 awesome episodes. Loi here, and I've been listening since the olden days back with Ben and the Polyhedral Dice. You guys helped me learn magic and made me feel like I belong playing the game. So congratulations on 200 episodes, and here's to many more.
Hi, this is Jim Pyre from jimpyre.com. I'm a Magic the Gathering player from back in the day. So far back, my entire home is built on unwanted commons. I'm sitting in the West Wing just talking to you right now. Anyway, wanted to wish you all a very happy birthday. Magic the Amateuring is a wonderful podcast, a wonderful video podcast, and I wish you at the very least 200 more episodes. Take care. Bye.
Hi, I'm Melvin the Muppet. I would like to congratulate Megan and Maria for making 200 episodes on Magic the Amateuring. To quote Kermit the Frog, yay! That's great. I expect 200 more, at least. Yeah. No rush, though. Keep up the good work. I'm still looking for a t-shirt in Muppet sizes, so let me know. I'll wear it proudly. Congrats again!
Maria and Meg, happy, happy, happy 200th birthday from the Magic Man Sam. And I will go on record right now to say that collectively, you two don't look a day over 42. How do you do it? What's the secret? Please tell me. Cheers, guys.
Hey there, Maria, how's it going in Minneapolis? I'm 1,000 planes away, but girl, you look so pretty on camera. YouTube doesn't shine so bright without you. Oh yes, it's true. Hey there, Megan, your elves are so badass. I could tap my lance to cast you next to me. Listen to my voice and cast those spells by choice or loyalty. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to 100 episodes. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey, ladies. Just wanted to let you know I watch your show when I can. Play Magic and a lot of other board games. Favorite color is Boros. Woo! Boros. Boros.
Hello, Megan and Maria. Or should I say, how's it? This is Josh Lee Kwai from the Command Zone. I just wanted to congratulate you both on the 200th episode of Magic the Amateuring. Wow. That is a lot of knowledge and entertainment given to not just me, but all the listeners out there. For that, I want to thank you. And for the next 200 shows, let me just wish you good luck. High five. Peace.
This is Butch Jones from East Tennessee wanting to wish Magic the Amateuring a happy 200th episode. While I haven't listened to every podcast, the ones that I have been amazingly funny and amazingly entertaining. You see, I drive an 18-wheeler. Pause for applause. And you two nasty ghost-busting women keep the truck's wheels rolling and this driver rolling in his seat. I've even started watching some of the shows over again on Tulare Community College because I can't get enough of Megan and Maria. Anyway, I just want to thank you for all that you do, Magic the Amateuring, and I'll sign off here with a good luck high five.
Hi, Megan and Maria. My name's Brian, and happy 200th birthday. You guys are so old. I have a funny story for y'all as you're present, and here it goes. So GP Dallas was my first GP, and I did day two, so yay, but that's besides the point. I knew Megan was going to be there, so I prepared some questions for her just in case I found her, which, by the way, was not hard to do. I'm not even that tall, but you could see her Targaryen white hair from like a mile away. Anyways, I was ready with my token for her to sign, ready with my question, and I politely asked if she could sign it, and I had a normal pen, she had a Sharpie, so it wouldn't indent the card, and she started to sign the card, and I was ready to ask my question, and I opened my mouth, and I said, "It's weird hearing your voice and seeing you at the same time." And my heart sank. I mean, it dropped. That was the farthest away from what I had meant to say. I mean, nonsense, too, because I watched the videos from time to time. And I mean, that's how I knew what she looked like. But, yeah, that's when the panic set in. I tried to recover by stating that it was weird that I said that, and I guess I remember making some small talk about round one, but I mean, she looked like she had somewhere to go, and so I said thank you and walked away. That was a little sadder than I meant it to be, but what's cool is I realized, and now that I think about it, honestly, that was the first time I've ever been starstruck, which is cool, and I'm glad it was one of you guys, because you guys are legitimately like the best at what you do. You consistently provide highly entertaining content, and I can honestly say I can't get enough, so thank you for that.
Hi, MTA Cast. Happy 200th episode from longtime listener Gerald. I can't wait to hear the next 200. You always manage to make me laugh, no matter how miserable I am, like I have been after the last week. And I totally agree with your last sign-off. If they don't like what you say, yeah, you know what they can do.
Hello, Maria and Megan. This is Camden calling from Fort Lauderdale, calling to wish you a very happy 200th episode birthday. And congratulations on 200 episode podcasts. That's really amazing.
The day magic caught me, I knew I was lost. Addicted this habit, show me who's boss. The one thing I noticed that had me so cross, there's no one to teach me, so is it a loss? I couldn't give up. The artwork it had me, no man at a tap, I could never be happy. I found me a show, oh man did it reach me. Maria, Megan, and Ben, he's so preachy. Tune in each week to see what my needs be, from rules on the stack to what guild best suits me. Flavor text theater, if I need me a movie. Happy birthday, MTA. Forever your groupie. I hope you guys like the poem. I've been listening to you since episode 1, and you really taught me a lot about magic, and I really do appreciate it. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. Gave me the courage to go to F&M, to my first tournaments. We really appreciate what you're doing for the community. Happy birthday, MTA. From Leif Ellis.
Hello, Megan and Maria. Gin here to deliver a message. The Game Watch had something they wanted to share with you. Gideon?
Yes. Come on over here, everyone. We heard that you had a birthday coming up. You've done a lot recently.
So we wanted to extend our humblest appreciation for...
Happy birthday!
I think that was too early, Chandra.
Happy birthday!
Well, happy birthday then.
Yeah!
Many happy returns of the day.
Liliana.
Good luck.
From the Gatewatch and everyone else on the Voice of All cast, congratulations on 200 episodes. Here's to many more.
Happy 200th, Magic the Amateuring. Thanks for bringing Judge Rob on when a new set releases. The review of old and new mechanics help us amateurs understand interactions going into pre-release.
Megan and Maria, doing what they can. Doo-ba-da-doom-da-doom-boom. Talking about magic to help you understand when you should play that land or hold it tight, when you should count a spell or wait and fight. Megan and Maria, 200 down. Congratulations. Elmer says hi.
Hey guys, it's Jem, and this is my contribution. You're taking us on a treasure cruise through eel-infested waters. You light the way for magic noobs and offer us safe quarters. Your presence gives me courage, and that courage improves my play. Your words make me laugh, and your show improves my day. You encourage the uncertain. You chase the gloom away. You're here just being you, and you are here to stay. May your light keep on shining. May your grubs always thrive. Happy 200th episode. Good luck and high five.
Hi, Megan. Hi, Maria. I'm Charlie. I'm a proud Patreon subscriber, and I recently returned to the game after a 19-year break. Your podcast was exactly what I needed to feel welcome back to the Magic community. I can see and I share your love of the game. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Keep up the good work. And I hope to give you both a high five at GP Denver.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Magic the Amateuring. Happy birthday to you.
Hey MTA, thanks for 200 episodes and being goofballs and making me laugh all the time.
Hi Megan and Maria. My name is Dylan, but you might know me from Twitter and Twitch chat as Music Squid. I wanted to say happy birthday to Magic the Amateuring and congrats on you two for making it this far. MTA is really special to me because what makes it great and really puts its content ahead of other shows for me personally is the friendship and overall positivity that you two clearly have for one another. Various long-running podcasts have hosts with good chemistry. It's a necessity to be so long-running, but you two are clearly so supportive and caring to each other as friends, and that level of companionship really translates to the viewer. It not only makes you compelling listening, but it goes a long way to provide the feeling of acceptance and support that I think is representative of the entire show. Whether you're a newbie, an aspiring pro, enjoy weird jokes about corn babies, or if you're the second biggest fan in the world of She's the Man, MTA makes sure that everybody can get something out of its content. Episode 126 about women and magic is by far my favorite episode. It's one of your more serious ones, but I think it's the most important one you've ever made. It stresses the importance of having content like yours that can reach so many people on so many different levels. We need our game and our content about that game to be like the people that play it, diverse. So once again, thank you both for such an amazing show and for being wonderful hosts. I hope there's at least 200 more episodes to come. You two can do it. As my final word, come on, Totino's, how have you not sponsored this show already?
So we wanted to say thank you to the people who sent us those wonderful messages, and we have randomly chosen four winners to win six packs of Eternal Masters, courtesy of Card Kingdom. Those winners are, who will need to contact us with their address, Leif Ellis, congratulations.
Woo!
Andy Schimmel, I hope I'm saying that right. James Winger.
Woo!
And Sam Gaglio. All right, and then our winner of the Len compact disc is a random person pulled from Patreon, and that is Brian Wade!
Brian Wade!
Congratulations, this is going to be yours, whether you want it or not.
Thank you all so much for the wonderful birthday messages. It meant the world to us, and just as it does that you listen to the podcast, that you spend a little bit of time each week with us.
Yeah, it really does, because it feels like time that we get to spend with you, or time we get to spend with our friends every week.
Yeah,
which I think is really, really cool. So here's the 200 more, Megan.
I sure hope so,
man. And 200 more to you all out there in listener land. And before we go, of course, one more thank you to cardkingdom.com/MTAcast, our sponsor. Head over there and show them some love the same way you show us some love by listening every week. So we've got a song to sort of play us out here on the 200th episode. I would say this is kind of a callback, Megan, to our days when we had perhaps more innuendo in the show than we do now.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Although sometimes you still get them in there accidentally.
Yeah, that's true. So this is a country number.
Yep.
So brace yourselves, I guess. It's a love song to Richard Garfield. Magic's great. I love it with all my heart. It's a part of me.
A very intimate part.
I need to say thank you.
And no, it's not a trick.
Dear Richard Garfield, you're my favorite dick. I've been in love so many times before.
They all left me cold or feeling pretty bored.
But when I tap that mana, whoo, boy, does it feel sick.
Dear Richard Garfield, you're my favorite dick.
I don't need a man, I just need mana.
I don't need a lady, just give me aggro, baby.
Come on, light my candle, I have a ready wick.
Dear Richard Garfield, you're my favorite dick.
Big thanks to Brian Allen on keys.
Yes.
You can follow him on Twitter at Brian Allen, A-L-L-E-N, music. So check out his stuff. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you in 201.